For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's time for the Athens Little League Report, brought to you in part by Shane Todd of Chick-fil-A Beechwood, Barnett Shoals, and coming soon to downtown Athens. Also brought to you by the Georgia Dairy Farmers. What's your milk mood? You can follow on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook at Milk On My Mind. And it's the Thursday report. We bring in our man Scott Talley. Hey, Scott, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Great to hear from you, and I know plenty of sunshine is always a good thing for the Athens Little League Report and Holland Park. So I know got a lot of stuff to get to. So, Scott, take it away with the Thursday edition of the Athens Little League Report.
All right. Last night we did have good weather, but we also had what was called Rookie Night, which for many people that are in the league and have been for years may be familiar. But Rookie Night kind of takes place for a lot of the major league teams towards the end of the season. And it's not what it sounds like. It's not about singling out the new kids on the team. It's really a celebration that the coaches kind of allow the kids to have. What you generally see is after the game on the fields, the team's 10, 11, and 12-year-olds are chasing each other around with Barbasol and Silly String. So what ends up happening is you have coaches and children a mess covered in shaving cream. So, as you can imagine, it's a lot of fun, but when the parents get home, they've got a mess to clean up. So, we really only have one game this morning that I will cover, and that is thanks to the end-of-the-season rookie night that a lot of the teams had. And I'll get started on this game. We have Hawthorne Drug versus Chase Park. Hawthorne Drug was able to hold off Chase Park 5-3 for a much-needed win while evening up the season series 2-2. Hawthorne jumped out to an early 1-0 lead in the first, when Charlie Hutton doubled and then scored on a base hit by Andrew Sussman. Chase Park then scored two quick runs in their half of the first to take a 2-1 lead off a pair of doubles by Boone Presnell and Taya Watanabe. However, Hawthorne Drugs kept it rolling in the second with two more runs. Bo Broderick singled and scored. DJ Sunbury also scored on a sacrifice hit by Rion Bain. Hawthorne was then able to add a couple more runs for good measure. Casey Barnes had a single and scored all the way from first on a Charlie Hutton double. Andrew Sussman then hit a triple, allowing Hutton to score all the way from first. Mark Triple also had a double for Hawthorne, and Zach Sims from Chase Park had a nice bunt for a base hit. Both teams played solid defense. Hawthorne had a great night in the outfield thanks to Sunbury, Thomas Collins, and Broderick. They also saw great pitching from Charlie Hutton, who came in relief and pitched four scoreless innings, scattering three hits and three strikeouts. Both teams play their final games of the season this Friday and are getting ready to tune up for the season tournament next week. Now, if you've been paying attention to the standings in Major League, you might know that Chase Park has been leading with barely over Synovus. And this game last night was significant because Hawthorne was able to beat Chase Park in Friday night as the last game of the regular season. However, Chase Park did catch a break because State Bank was able to come back and defeat Synovus last night. So going into the last game of the regular season, it's sort of a two-horse race between Chase Park and Synovus, and we'll have you updated early next week on who came out as the regular season champ as we head into the tournament next week. And that is the Little League Report for Thursday, May 10th.
All right, Scott, always great to hear from you. Thank you very much. Great job, and we'll catch you again next week.
All right, thank you. Y'all have a good week.
All right, Scott Talley with the Athens Little League Report, brought to you in part by Shane Todd of Chick-fil-A Beechwood, Barnett Shoals, and coming soon to downtown Athens. Also brought to you by the Georgia Dairy Farmers. What's your milk mood? You can follow on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook at Milk On My Mind.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.